This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is more no money down real estate investing strategies. But before we get started, hey, we're going to celebrate here. This is our 500th show. You guys, 500 podcasts. Can you believe that? It's absolutely amazing. Yes, it's been 500 episodes since we first started this podcast, and it has been absolutely amazing. But I got to say something here. To make this podcast happen, it takes a lot of work and a lot of effort. And I think one of the unsung heroes here is my producer, Tim Edmondson. And Tim has been an absolute blessing for this podcast. He's been with us since the beginning. He has Mino Studios, who is one of the sponsors of this podcast since day one, has absolutely done an amazing job. The quality of the production and all the stuff, having to cut out all of my and ums and so forth and you knows and all of that stuff has got to drive him crazy. But he has been absolutely amazing, and I think we should all give him a round of applause. Come on, let's give him a round of applause. Tim Edmondson, our producer. Here, I was going to give you a tip of the week. Tip of the week would be never start a real estate investing podcast. No, I'm just kidding. This has been an amazing adventure. It's been a great way to get started in real estate investing, especially under the rapid growth we've had, just meeting some of the amazing guests that we've had and on, it has been absolutely amazing. So no, my tip of the week isn't really don't do this, but all right, well, let's get into our topic. More no money down real estate investing strategies. Now, this is one of our more popular topics. Yeah, I have done blogs and I've done other podcasts on this, but these are some kind of twists, some we've done before, yeah, but some that you may not have heard of before. So we're going to try to cover this as quick as we can, even though I have roughly around 14 or 15 strategies here we're going to cover today. Well, we all know first off that especially real estate investing, it's almost impossible to get started with less than 20% down and a big wad of cash. Realistically, that's where most investors are, is they're saving up and they're buying properties with that 20% down or, you know, something around there. Well, you don't necessarily have to do that. Conventional wisdom isn't always right. It's certainly easier to get started in real estate if you have cash. And if you eventually want to reach financial independence the fastest way, you do need a lot of money. It's definitely quicker if you have more money. But the truth is that with every business, including real estate investing, entrepreneurs get started every day with little or no money. Many of them simply get off the ground by having a strong dream and applying a lot of hustle. So why get involved with real estate in the first place? Well, I probably said this till I'm blue in the face, but real estate is the ideal investment that has many benefits. And when you own investment real estate, you make money from income, depreciation, equity buildup, appreciation, and leverage, just to name a few. I also love the fact that real estate investing is a hybrid between a business and a pure investment. I mean, it's really both, right? And while not always easy, and I'll emphasize while not always easy, it is possible to start and grow a real estate investing business from scratch. I've had many guests on that have started this way. That was not how I started. I was fortunate to have the cash to be able to get started, but many have and grown huge empires out of absolutely almost nothing. So let's get started here. Let's go into some of these things. The first one is one you've heard probably a lot, and I think we just had a show recently on it, and that's house hacking. House hacking is a way you can get into a property almost for nothing. It just depends on how you finance the property. But the idea is that you are either going to take an existing home that you have and you're going to share it with other people and charge them rent. So it could be a single family, a small multi property like a duplex, triplex, or fourplex. Then you rent out the extra units for income. So if you already have the property, you don't have to spend any more to become a landlord. A lot depends on the loan that you have for that property. So that brings me to the second one, zero down loans. There are a few loan programs that have small down payments that you can use for house hacking. FHA loan, it's only 3.5% down. Now you do have to pay mortgage insurance on top of that, so that it does cost a little bit more, but you've got a VA loan, which has zero down, USDA loans, which have a 0% down as well. And then there are conventional loans, and some of them you can get right now if it's going to be your primary residence from 3% to 10% down. And so there's definitely options there for people. Another type of loan is a hard money loan. Now, granted, these are not long-term loans. So hard money loans are an alternative to financing, commonly used to finance properties that won't be approved for traditional financing, like a fix and flip, or you know, maybe it's just near a tear down, you have to rebuild from scratch or whatever. But investors can secure financing for a property for a certain percentage of the property's value or future value, or ARV, after repair value, and will include the cost to renovate or repair the property into the loan. This means if you negotiate a great deal with a super low purchase price, you are within the hard money lender's loan to value requirements. You could possibly purchase the property with no money or very little money down. Hard money loans are normally short term, lasting anywhere from 6 to 18 months, and they are very high interest rates, anywhere, you know, they could go up from 5% to 20%. And they're definitely higher than your traditional mortgage. But the idea is it's a short-term fix. It gives you even funds to be able to do the construction you have to do to get that property up to its full value. And they hold the mortgage until that loan is paid off. So it is it's something you definitely want to make sure you have your numbers together before you get into. There's also the live-in house flip, which is a real common thing. And, you know, a friend of mine has been doing this for years, and his family's always living in a house that they know they're going to flip at some point. And they get in it, and they sometimes gut it and totally rebuild it. Sometimes they just rehab it a bit. But the idea is that that house is going to be sold eventually. And so this is a real viable way. You can get the good loan price by getting into it and living in it, and you'll get the best terms that way. And then after it's fixed up, you can sell it, and hopefully you'd be able to take a big chunk of cash with you. Then there's the live in then rent type housing situation, which is a technique where let's say essentially you move into the house, you get it ready to rent, and then keep it as a rental later on when you move out. So you know, with this kind of thing, to make this work, you need to buy, you know, a modest house that will also work financially as a rental. Like house hacking, you can benefit from the small down payment loans or no down payment loans. But unlike a house hack, you don't have to live next door to your tenants. And because a house is typically bigger than an apartment, it makes this technique more beneficial to people with families. You can do three or four of these type live in then rent properties and set up a nice little portfolio for yourself over the years and get the tax advantages too, so that as you rent that property out, you don't have to worry about the capital gains because you're still holding on to it. Then there's real estate crowdfunding, which we've talked about quite a bit, and we've had a number of CEOs from some of the crowdfunding companies, where you can invest as low as $10 into a property or a project that can yield pretty good returns. Again, the $10 is a ground floor. It was one of the guests as one of the crowdfunding companies that behind that. But then there's others that have come and gone. Unfortunately, you got companies like Realty Shares that was really doing well, disappeared. And it's one of these areas you really need to know the company and be aware before you get involved in investing in crowdfunding. REITs, we've talked a lot about REITs in the past, and they are, it stands for Real Estate Investment Trusts, kind of like mutual funds. You buy them like you buy mutual funds, and except they're a little bit more liquid. You can cash out on them pretty quickly if you need the cash. And they have pretty good returns, and of course they're backed by that solid thing called real estate. And then there's Airbnb. Now you can become an Airbnb operator. If you have a home and you already live there, you can rent out a room or maybe you have a guest house, or maybe you have a mother-in-law quarters above the garage or something like that, that you can rent out and convert it. Now I've converted, if you've listened to show before, you know that I've converted three apartments into Airbnbs, and they've been really, really good to us. And we've got a phenomenal return, much higher than the apartments that are being leased on an annual basis in that same building. This can be a great way to generate extra income. For most of you, this strategy is sort of a specialized form of house hacking where you generate income from your home or part of your home too. It doesn't have to be an apartment. But you could also grow it into a real successful business, either on a part-time or a full-time basis. Some people also, if they don't have money to really get involved in it, can approach somebody that maybe has an apartment or a rental property they're having trouble getting guests into. And you could go in there with the idea of setting up an Airbnb for them, which will have a higher return than a normal rental rate, and maybe split that or take a percentage of that income from there just for managing that Airbnb. That's called an arbitrage type of situation. Then there's something called a credit partnership. When you don't have the money yourself for a real estate investment, you can still get started by using money from a partner. While there are many ways to partner, one of the simplest is something called a credit partnership. It basically works like this. You find a good real estate investing deal and a passive investor interested in a good yield. Your credit partner investor puts up the down payment and gets a loan to buy the property. You lease the property from your credit partner with an option to buy at a higher price. You sublease the property to a tenant, handle all the day-to-day management issues, and keep the difference between the rent you collect and the rent you pay. Before your option to purchase expires, you can get a new loan to purchase the property yourself, hopefully after the property has appreciated in value. Or instead, you could sell your interest in the property to a new buyer at a marked-up price. By using your brain and a little hustle to put a deal together, you can essentially control the income and the appreciation of the property with very little money involved. That's a new one that we haven't really talked about in the past. Seller financing is not a new one, but this definitely needs to be addressed here. Seller financing is an approach to purchasing real estate where the seller can become the bank for you. Instead of getting a loan from a bank, the seller lets you purchase the property over time using monthly installments. I mean, this can help if you don't have that great credit and you want to get started, or you don't have the cash. This is a really popular way to fund properties in the right market. It's kind of tough in a seller's market like we have today. But it does happen, and people do this on a regular basis. Then there's the BRRR strategy, BRRRR, and that stands for buy, remodel, rent, refinance and repeat. And this term was actually originated by the guys at Bigger Pockets. And there's been a lot of people that are doing this methodology. In fact, we had on our show David Green, who is a big BRRR guy, and he actually has co-written a book with the Bigger Pockets people on this investing. It's a great book you guys should check out. Number 11, I think I'm 11 here. You can borrow your down payment or get a down payment grant. Now, this is one of those strategies, you know, I kind of wondered whether I should include it or not, because just to borrow to get your down payment is a little bit scary, but because it can also create a negative cash flow from the beginning if you're paying off on that loan that you borrowed to get the down payment. But if you do it carefully and pay the funds off quickly, it could be a way to help you get started. For example, if you have a home equity line of credit, a HELOC, you could borrow money on the equity of your home for a down payment or for the entire purchase of the investment property. You could then work on paying the funds back quickly from the savings and or income from the property. You could also borrow against your IRA or 401k, I think even some self-directed accounts. There are also down payment grants available for people that qualify that you don't have to pay back. And these are great if you qualify for that. It can be a way of getting a lump sum down payment that you don't have to pay back. So I'll have a link in the show notes with some of the organizations that provide those grants. Also, a bird dog. I know you've heard this term before. This strategy is called that because a bird dog, they sniff out and point to deals like a bird hunting dog, okay? And we love dogs here at the Old Dogs REI Network. You don't need much money or experience to get started. It's just a lot of extra time and energy to find these types of deals. But this strategy is very simple in principle. You just need to do two things very well: be able to find good deals and to find several active investor buyers with money to buy those deals. So you can often find buyers at local real estate investing associations, REIA groups, or get on Bigger Pockets and find some local investors there. Number 13, wholesaling. And this is an area we've talked quite a bit about. It's the business of finding deeply discounted deals, usually distressed situations, and quickly reselling them for profit to other bargain hunters. In many cases, you can use very little money, but still have a profit on a wholesale deal. We've had wholesalers on our show that pay no more than about $100 just to get the contract written up and filed for these types of deals. So this is a also a good way to get started. A lot of people do this and they get big chunks of cash for every wholesale deal they do. They get that money together, they start buying rental properties, and it, you know, kind of launches them in this direction. Number 14, find tenants for rental owners. Now, this can be a great deal, especially if you have folks that are having difficulty finding good tenants. If you want to eventually become a rental owner but don't have the cash yet, consider becoming a leasing agent to earn money while learning the business. As a leasing agent, you help to match a tenant with a particular rental unit, and you earn a fee. And sometimes it can be half of the first month's rent, or maybe even 100% of that first month's rent in exchange for your time. Now, this is a nice business model. It's a way to, you know, if you, gosh, you're in California and you're doing this, you know, you could be picking up $2,000 a pop every time you place somebody. It just depends. So it is a way, again, you have very little risk for yourself. In most cases, you would work for a property management firm. Maybe you're working for realtors or others in order to become a leasing agent, but you you can also get your real estate license and kind of do the same thing as a property manager. And then the final one is business credit cards. Now, if you have a halfway decent credit score, there are companies that will set you up with a separate business tax ID, and they will actively apply for 0% interest business credit cards for you. Now, this is one of those higher risk things, because you have potentially, you could get up to $250,000 in credit in this kind of an arrangement. Of course, the company is going to charge you anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000 for the service, but
that's even paid out of the credit card balances, so it's not coming out of your pocket. But a big word of caution on this: it's very tempting to get wrapped up in this, and then you get, you know, this big check of cash, and you start buying properties with it. Now, unless you go in there with the idea that I'm going to pay this back as soon as I get that property, I'm going to refinance it, I'm going to do something in order to get that money back, so you pay off this credit card, because it's only 0% for 12 to 18 months, somewhere around there, maybe less. And the technique only really works, okay, if you can look at it as a temporary way to generate money. And again, you got to pay that back quickly. So that is 15 different ways to get some funding for your real estate investing business without having the cash. You can start part-time or full-time within real estate investing, becoming a bird dog, a wholesaler, a leasing agent, partnering with people. There's a lot of different options we've relayed here, how you can get started with little or no cash at all. While all these options are possible, also keep in mind that saving money and fixing your credit should be a priority. Make it your goal to not have to invest with bad credit or little money down in the near future. You definitely get advantages by putting the money down, but if, for example, we do move into a recession here, which everybody at this point is saying is inevitable, you want to have to make your cash last as long as you can. So if you can put less down, that will allow you to buy other properties. So the strategy, you use it selectively, but you use it in a way that will benefit you for the long term. So that's your turn, guys, to get started here. If you've been hesitating or slowing down and thinking, well, I don't quite have the funds, that shouldn't be slowing you down. You should be able to move forward here. And the question is, you know, are you ready to start investing in real estate, even if you have little or no money? I hope these ideas have been helpful for you and maybe even motivating for you to get started. If you apply your favorite ideas from this podcast and combine them with persistence, energy, and a lot of hustle, it is possible to make real estate investing work for you. Well, that's it for today. I know that there are a lot of you listening that are thinking, gee, you know, maybe I can get started without having that big down payment. And just to get started, just to make that first step forward. Well, here are a lot of ways that you can do that. And hopefully this will be motivating for you to be able to get going in real estate investing and to make it happen. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, and there'll be some good links in there too, can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled More No Money Real Estate Investing Strategies. So until next time, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.